This is Terry Mandel, DOD Chain and Attorney. Letter to Nathaniel Walden, Attorney at Law, the Schiller Law Offices, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Shaman L. Bhatia, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is S-H-A-M-A-N. Last name is A-L-B-A-T-A-I-N-E-H. That's last name is capital A, small L, dash, capital B, the rest small letters, A-T-A-I-N-E-H. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on May 23rd, 2023, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 49-year-old male, height 5'5" tall, weight 220 pounds, period. The patient was working in a gas station, changing the garbage bag, and this resulted in a workman's compensation claim on or about July 13th, 2020, period. The patient was an assistant manager at the Speedway gas station, period. He was told that he had a disc injury, period. He was lifting a garbage bag and had immediate shooting pain in his low back down his right leg to his toes, period. Despite treatment, he is still experiencing low back pain that radiates down his right toes with numbness and tingling, period. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that he was seen that day at urgent care, which was community hospital, period. He was referred to workman's compensation, period. He was followed up at Ortho Indy and he had MRIs and referred to physical therapy, period. He was given an epidural injection, period. He was seen at a spinal clinic in Carmel, and later had a second epidural injection, period. He got a total of two epidural injections, period. New paragraph. The patient's pain involving his low back is described as constant, period. It occurs with numbness and tingling, period. It is described as a sharp pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his right leg to his toes, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, standing greater than 20 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as soccer, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and sitting greater than 40 minutes, period. New paragraph. Prescription medication he denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter pain medicines as well as exercises, period. Past medical history is non-contributory, period. Past surgical history is an appendectomy. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient has never had sciatic pain in the past, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not been involved in automobile accidents, period. New paragraph. His occupation is a prior assistant manager, period. Presently, he can't tolerate the weight restrictions and is unable to work with his 10-pound weightlifting restriction, period. He is unable to find a sitting job, period. Upon review of his medical records, Indiana Spine Group, January 14th, 2021. 47-year-old male is referred to me today for an independent medical evaluation. He notes that July 13th, 2020, he was lifting a bag of trash while at work when he noted sudden onset of low back pain and a pop. He developed hours later right lower extremity pain, period. On exam, he had limited range of motion of his low back with significant pain. On general palpation of the lower back, paraspinal region bilaterally, his gait was antalgic, period. Imaging of the MRI showed on the right in the L4-5 foramen, there appears to be an annular tear with a disc herniation contacting and deforming the exiting L4 nerve root, period. He had an epidural steroid injection on September 15th, 2020. Dr. Miller's note states that he had reached maximal medical improvement with a 0% permanent impairment rating for this injury, period. Indiana Spine Group continues that he believes his low back pain is multifactorial mechanical low back pain with a component of degenerative discogenic back pain, period. I do believe that the symptoms are related to an on-the-job injury, period. He may benefit from diagnostic and therapeutic facet injections given his tenderness in the lumbosacral paraspinals, period. Workman's compensation follow-up, note July 23rd, 2020, states his primary problem is pain located in the low back, period. He considers it to be moderate, period. The problem began July 13th, 2020. It is constant pain. Diagnosis is strain of muscle, comma, fascia, and tendon of the lower back, comma, subsequent encounter, period. Central Indiana Orthopedic notes, March 29th, 2021, assessment is lumbar radicular pain and right low back pain, period. They discuss the abnormal MRI findings of July 27th, 2020 with L5-S1 right protrusion and L4-5 right protrusion, period. The history is 47-year-old presents with low back pain since July 13th, 2020 while he was at work at Speedway, period. CDI MRI. July 27th, 2020, of the lumbar spine is right foraminal protrusion and annular fissure at L4-5, contacts the exiting right L4 nerve root, period. Number two, right paracentral / subarticular protrusion and annular fissuring at L5-S1, contacts the traversing right S1 nerve root, period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, ENT examination was normal. The patient's gait was an abnormal flex gait. Examination of the neck was unremarkable. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination revealed a right lower quadrant, large appendectomy scar, period. Bowel sounds were normal, period. Examination of the cervical and thoracic areas were unremarkable. Examination of the lumbar spine was abnormal, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the lumbar area. There was diminished strength in the lumbar region. There was diminished range of motion, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 32 degrees, comma. Extension diminished by 14 degrees, comma. Side bending diminished by 10 degrees on the left. and 8 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the right calf, period. The patient had diminished strength of the right great toe, period. The patient was unable to walk on his right tiptoes, period. There was a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1/4. The remainder of the reflexes were 2/4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses are normal and symmetrical at 2/4. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 2, lumbar radiculopathy with right L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus and L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus, period. Diagnoses 1 or 2 are directly caused by the work injury in question of July 13th of 2020, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of July 13th, 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-4, page 570, Class 3, the patient qualifies for a 19% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 19% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury of July 13th, 2020, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised he will need more epidural injections, and I agree, period. Cost of these would be $3,500, period. The patient will need ongoing medications for the remainder of his life, period. Using generic over-the-counter medicines, this would be $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient would benefit by a back brace at a cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is warranted, period. The patient was advised of surgery, but he does not want it at this time, period. I am certain that over the course of time, he will ultimately require surgical correction to both herniated discs in the lumbar area at a cost of $135,000, all-inclusive fees, period. This expense would include anesthesia, surgical, hospital, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this selective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.